with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously voted to toss the Colorado Supreme Court decision banning former President Donald Trump from the state's ballot. Mr. Trump says this was an important ruling.
Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the leading candidate, whether it was the leading candidate or a candidate that was well down on the totem pole. You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that.
The court ruled in an unsigned opinion that that power resides with Congress. The court's move ends efforts in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to kick Trump off the ballot. U.S. military C-130 cargo planes dropped food and pallets over Gaza on Saturday in the opening stage of an emergency humanitarian assistance authorized by President Biden. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there are more airdrops planned in Gaza.
The aid flowing into Gaza is nowhere near enough, and it's not getting there fast enough. We all need to do more, and the United States will do more.
The UN envoy focusing on sexual violence in conflict says there are reasonable grounds to believe Hamas committed rape and other cruel and inhuman treatment of women during its surprise attack in southern Israel on October 7th that left about 1,200 people dead and some 250 others taken hostage. There are also reasonable grounds to believe that such violence may be ongoing, according to Pramila Patton, who visited Israel and the West Bank from January 29th to February 14th with a 9-member team. This is SRN News. Free speech is in trouble.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that about 70% of Americans think that the country is on the wrong track when it comes to the right for an individual to say whatever he wants. But perhaps even more alarming is the fact that the survey also reveals that roughly 40% of respondents say someone who believes something they find offensive should not be allowed to teach at a local school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a new law in Utah, faith leaders who learn about ongoing child abuse from a perpetrator during a religious confession will be able to alert police without fear of legal ramifications. The new measure extends to clergy members the same legal protections that exist for mandatory reporters of child abuse and neglect in the secular world. The bill does not remove the clergy penitent privilege, but supporters say it could incentivize pastors to come forward. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks edged lower on Wall Street at the start of a busy week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%, coming off its latest all-time high. Later this week, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will speak before Congress. What he says could sway expectations for when the Fed will start cutting interest rates, now expected in June. The latest monthly jobs update will also arrive at the end of the week. Bitcoin rose while gold set a record. The Dow was up 97 points to close at 38,989. The Nasdaq lost 67 to 16,207. The S&P 500 dropped 6 points to 5130. New York oil fell $1.23 to $78.74 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.